I'm Brian Dugan, General Manager of KUNR Public Radio. I'm in the studio today with Steve Mulvanen and the News Literate Community Initiative, and his organization is hosting a community conversation on combating truth decay at the Reno Public Market on April 29th. You can learn more about that event at nlcwashoe.org. And Steve, thank you for coming in to the station today.
Thanks for the invitation. Glad to be here.
As a public radio station, KUNR has a vested interest in the truth. And I believe everyone who's in this community should also share that goal. Tell me about what this event is all about and why should people care?
Trying to discern truth from fiction, fact from opinion, is increasingly difficult in this fragmented media landscape that we have. Jody Baden, who's the founder of our organization, had a dream back in August of trying to put together a nonprofit organization that would help people in the community deal with all of that uncertainty and confusion and frankly, distrust in a lot of the traditional media sources. Our mission is to try to help people figure all of that out, to give them the tools and the tips and the techniques that they need. And so this event is designed to try to do exactly that, to help people figure out this landscape, how to navigate it, be more savvy consumers of news.
So news literacy might be a new term for a lot of people.
Yeah.
What does that mean exactly?
It's really the ability to discern fact from fiction, to be comfortable with your media sources, to know where to go to find out some additional information when you have some doubts about what you're hearing, or is this fact or not, and is this really biased, or is it kind of down the middle? But it's being able to answer all those questions and being comfortable with the media.
Gotcha. Well, hopefully at this event we'll start putting some meat on those bones about how we can think about truth and how we can build credibility for journalistic practices and standards in our community. Just quickly, what should people expect at this event, and who will be speaking?
Well, the core of the evening is going to be a panel discussion moderated by Terry Russell, who is the chief reporter for KOLO-TV, Dr. Yoon, the dean of the School of Journalism, Natalie Van Hooser, who is a bilingual journalist and is the principal employee of Lion Publishing, and their goal is to help private nonprofit small news organizations. And finally, Mark Robinson, who's the chief political reporter for the Gazette Journal. So I think each of them has a little bit different expertise in this area, and if assuming Terry asks them all just the right questions, we'll be able to get all of that information.
Well, that sounds like a fantastic event. Steve, again, thank you so much for coming into our station to talk about this very important topic. KUNR will be the presenting sponsor at this event. We all encourage folks to show up to the Reno Public Market on April 29th. Doors open at 5:30. And you can learn more about this event, again, at nlcwashoe.org. Steve, thank you so much.
Thanks, Brian.